to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, we can't begin tonight's show without acknowledging the passing of a television pioneer and my dear friend, Dick Clark. Without Dick, a show like this would not exist. He will be missed greatly. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to his family. I know that he's in a better place saying, hey, let's get on with the show, okay? You got it, boss.
There's Ryan Seacrest acknowledging the passing of Dick Clark on American Idol this week, the legendary host of American Bandstand and so many other great radio and television programs, died of a heart attack at the age of 82 this week. So the death of Dick Clark, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to go through the top 10 during this hour that have been all-encompassing. The weekend's Friday, April 20th, and here we go as we review the top 10 hits determined by the folks at Talkers.com. And as I said, Dick Clark passing away is number 10. Number 9 on the countdown, the dead Taliban photo issue. From MSNBC, Dylan Radigan talks to Afghanistan war veteran Anthony Schaefer and Iraq war veteran John Soltz about why we're still in Afghanistan and how this incident impacts the plans for withdrawal.
The question that continues to recur to me every time I'm forced to confront this, which I think is healthy for us to confront this, honestly, is what is the mission of the soldiers on the ground in that country that keeps them in that country for this summer's fighting season when we know that the withdrawal is scheduled for next year? Why are we fighting this summer in this context? Do we know what the mission is? The question goes to both of you, Tony.
Well, we're there, theoretically, because of the counterinsurgency strategy, which worked well in Iraq, well enough, but it's not working here. It's not going to work. We talked about this for years now, Dylan. The bottom line is this. The strategy, as it's being executed, as it was planned, will not work. It's failing. Our vital interests are in Pakistan. There's three elephants in the room to hit them real quick. First, the Haqqani Network, a proxy of the intelligence service of Pakistan, the ISI, was behind the attack on Sunday. Next, the fact that the intelligence system we set up throughout Afghanistan failed. This was a nationwide attack, and the last thing was someone had to help the Taliban get into the green zones, these secure areas. So the soldiers that are there are targets. That's all they are. So the reality of what we say they're doing and what they actually are doing is vastly different, and we're not living this the way we're doing it.
How does the disclosure of these sorts of images provoke people to wake up and ask more questions about why we are staying an extra summer? And how much more difficult does it make those who are most at risk in country, how much more difficult do the jobs of our soldiers become?
Well, I don't agree with Secretary Panetta on that. I don't think it makes it any more or less risky having these in the public domain. They're out there already in other forms. With that said, what makes it tough, frankly, is the whole idea that we're going to be there another year with no help of actual victory. And this is something everybody can continue to overlook. Look, I understand the idea of trying to get the Afghan forces out and about. That's not going to help us ultimately with what we need to be worried about, which is Pakistan. And ultimately, they have nuclear weapons and the Haqqani Network. And frankly, the whole Taliban apparatus is being supported by the fact that they have safe havens in Pakistan. So this is the brutal truth. Unless we deal with that, and that in some form, either by resolution regarding the diplomacy of bringing the Taliban back into the political process, or by doing something with the Pakistanis to limit the ability of the Taliban to come into Afghanistan, the central Afghan government will eventually fail. As soon as we leave, the things we've done to create progress, which we have, will fade away, will fail. And this is where we need to be much more realistic about what's going to happen in 2013 and 2014, which we're not.
Which leaves, first of all, John, do you broadly agree with Tony's risk assessment?
Yeah, I think Pakistan's the issue. I mean, I think the president missed a huge opportunity. Obviously, I was in Iraq last year, but when I was there, we sent on a very risky mission, a mission that I think a lot of military officers would have reservations of doing, which was the one where the president sent in the Navy SEALs and the special operators to kill bin Laden. He was 150 miles inside Pakistan. No counterinsurgency has ever been successful when the networks or the insurgency have a safe haven like they have in Pakistan. So that is the core issue. What we're doing in Afghanistan, look, as military officers and prior military officers, we can explain what we're doing. The question is, how does that lead us to the national strategic objective we're trying to get here, which is a democracy that's elected in Afghanistan? And I'm not quite sure the counterinsurgency strategy we're doing. Look, it may create leverage for Karzai, but he's not a partner. Yeah. If he's not a partner, it can't be successful.
Up next, Syria, Trayvon Martin, and North Korea, all here to be discussed on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Taking care of your body, including your teeth and gums, is an important part of healthy aging. Yet, despite recognizing the importance of oral health, many individuals are not taking the essential steps to maintain their smile. According to a 2008 study by the American Dental Association, Crest and Oral-B, titled The Public Speaks Up on Oral Healthcare, an ADA and Crest Oral-B survey, more than 8 in 10 adults aged 50 to 64 believe maintaining healthy teeth and gums is essential to overall good health. Yet only a third say they're taking the proper steps to do so. That's exactly the kind of statistic that has health experts worried. According to registered dental hygienist Ann Benson, creating a regular oral care routine using products that protect against plaque and gingivitis is important. She recommends Crest Pro Health Clinical Gum Protection Toothpaste. It provides Crest's highest level of protection against plaque bacteria and is clinically proven to help reverse gingivitis in 4 weeks. For more information, visit www.crestprohealth.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Talk Radio in Review, number 8 on the countdown, violence continuing in Syria. Here's host Bob Montgomery talking to Safa Al-Baba, a Syrian immigrant now living in India, about what she's heard from friends and family that are still in Syria, caught in the middle of all this.
What are you hearing from friends? You know, we've seen from a distance, we've heard the horror stories about children being killed and about all the civilians who have been intensely bombarded by the people in their own government. And, of course, the government says they're fighting, in some cases, Islamist extremists who are trying to take over in the country. The bottom line is civilians are being slaughtered by the thousands, if you believe the reports out of there. What are you hearing from the people who are living this on a daily basis?
Yes, actually, that's all true, Bob. They're like innocent people that have been killed, slaughtered, and imprisoned for like just for going in demonstration for basic asking for basic human rights. And there is like there is a children, women, they've been killed in their own homes, doing nothing. They're just staying home. I have a story for a friend, relative, a little boy named Mortasem. He's an 11-year-old boy who lives in Baba Amr house, the center of the peaceful revolution in Syria. About 4 months ago, Mortasem was at home with his family with no electricity in the house. He walked by the window. A sniper shot him in the head. No one in the family knew about him until later when his mom found him lying dead near the window with blood all over him, and it was impossible to get any help from anyone outside.
And we're assuming this is a government sniper who shot him?
Yes, 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 actually, yes. There's sniper on top of every building. They're not allowing people to move around. anybody moving in that street of Baba Amr Hamas gets killed.
Now we're up to number 7 on the countdown, the continuing discussion of the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. Here's host Bill McEwen talking to journalist Ruben Navarrete about his recent article, which focused on the reasons Hispanics are not leaping to the defense of Mr. Zimmerman.
I want to refer to your latest column, and it begins, "In recent weeks, I've heard from quite a few people who are curious as to why more Hispanics aren't leaping to the defense of one of their own, and one of their own would be George Zimmerman, the 28-year-old charged with second-degree murder in the Trayvon Martin case." And expand on that a little bit.
There's a column I had out yesterday, syndicated to the clients, and where it came from, it's one of those columns that comes organically from your mailbox. And I was getting a lot of mail and also being asked at public events and speaking engagements that I get around the country. When the subject in the Q&A turned to the Trayvon Martin case, people would ask, usually non-Hispanics, why hasn't there been more of an outcry, a defense from Hispanics? George Zimmerman is at least half Hispanic. He's half Jewish and half Peruvian. The father calls him Hispanic. Why is he being defended by their staff? And after, you know, 10, 12 times of hearing this my email and elsewhere, I began to think about that critically and say, why, you know, why is that? Why? There's a reason for that. And typically the question was coming from, it won't surprise you, people who were sympathetic to Zimmerman, and they wanted some help for their argument. And this was not people who thought Zimmerman was guilty. I didn't hear from a single African-American who said, why aren't Hispanics defending this guy? It was usually from white readers who said, you know, people identified themselves that way, and said, you know, why aren't Hispanics sticking up for one of their own? And I began to break that down, and I think it varies from various explanations. The degree to which he's actually seen as Hispanic, he's half Hispanic, has identified all his life as Hispanic, but he just sort of checked the box at the census time. I don't know. We don't know yet. And there's some caution there. But the best explanation of all is, I think the question is upside down. Instead of asking what's wrong with Hispanics, we should be asking what's wrong with everybody else. What's wrong with all those white folks out there who think he's innocent? Listen to talk radio sometime. You'll see people identify themselves as white, saying he's innocent, saying he acted in self-defense. They weren't there. They don't know, but they're sure. I listen to African-Americans. Weren't there. They don't know. They aren't sure, but they're absolutely sure he's guilty. Like, African-Americans saying he's guilty, we don't need a trial. I got white people saying he's innocent. There don't need to be a trial. And I got Hispanics in the middle saying, wait a minute, we're gonna wait until the facts come in. Imagine that. We're going to wait until the facts come in and decide, you know, at that time, because this is a very complicated case with a lot of nuance. So I think the question is upside down. Instead of, you know, I think it's Hispanics that are on the wrong track at all, I think it's the rest of us.
Now on to number 6, the situation in North Korea. Here's Jenna Lee talking to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about why nobody seems to be talking about India. India's testing a nuclear-capable missile this week, but all the attention's on North Korea.
We were talking a lot about North and South Korea in the past couple of weeks, but India, we haven't. Why do you think they're shooting off this missile now?
Well, it's important, you know, Jenna, that we spent a lot of time talking about China, for instance, but another rising major power in the world, the international system, is India. And this launch has put focus on them. Interestingly, they have joined a very exclusive club. You know, it's now a country that has joined, has intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of reaching places like Beijing, which some commentators say is the actual intent of this missile test. You know, China is rising in Asia. India is a major Asian power. They are rivals with one another, and I think this is definitely a signal towards China from India that we're here. We need to be respected, and we're going to play a place, and we're going to have a significant place in international or in Asian security matters.
Yeah, you know, we had almost an instant response when North Korea tried to shoot off its latest rocket, failed missile test. Why don't we respond with India and its test?
Well, fortunately, India is quite transparent about it. They're also a friend of the United States. In fact, Jenna, most people don't know that India is the world's largest democracy, the most populous democracy, ahead of the United States. So I don't think there's fear of India. Perhaps in Beijing there is, but the United States and many of America's allies are certainly not fearful of India. It's a different sort of society where North Korea has never really renounced its hostilities towards the United States or South Korea. In fact, we're technically still at war on the Korean Peninsula, so there's a much greater concern about North Korea.
Up next on the countdown, the Nuge gets scrutinized by the Secret Service, and we scrutinize the Secret Service sex scandal here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number 5 now as we go up to number 10 halfway through. Ted Nugent's remarks about Mr. Obama. Host Bill Maher talking about the comments, which were made in a roundabout way of supporting Mitt Romney, and the reaction from the Romney campaign.
Besides saying, I tell you this right now, if Barack Obama becomes president in November again, I'll either be dead or in jail by this time next year. But he also adds, which was not in the news clip here, we need to ride into the battlefield and chop their heads off in November. He also called the Obama administration, quoting here, vile, evil, American-hating, and he told the NRA folks, if the coyotes in your living room, I'll just do the quote, if the coyotes in your living room pissing on your couch, it's not the coyotes' fault. It's your fault for not shooting him. Now, of course, he's endorsed Mitt Romney, who is presumed to be the Republican nominee. Now, the Romney folks are kind of back and right going, ho, 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 he, you know, this is not, The spokesmouth, Andrea Saul, said, quote, divisive language is offensive, no matter what side of the political aisle it comes from. Mitt Romney believes everyone needs to be civil. Okay. So, I don't know, there was a part of me that I wanted to stand up and cheer when I heard of Ted Nugent's rant this morning. However, do you think that the comments merit charges for threatening the President of the United States? What about the NRA, though? I mean, do you think Ted Nugent could cause more problems for gun rights than he solves here? What do you think? I mean, he's definitely a take-no-prisoners guy. I like him. Says what he means what he says. Did that tirade, though, means that, was that a threat to the president, an actual physical threat?
And then I guess what follows here is what would seemingly make sense, the Secret Service sex scandal, number 4. Here's host Ken Altshuler with ABC's Brad Garrett. They talk about the national security implications of this Secret Service sex scandal.
Talk to us about what possible security breaches might have occurred with this Colombian prostitution scandal.
Well, we don't know of any, but here are my concerns. When you allow unknowns to be near cell phones, computers, and space where you could physically talk about the presidential detail, security matters, movements, etc. I'm talking about, obviously, the inside of an agent's room. That's very troubling. There's no suggestion that anyone has had a cell phone tampered with, a laptop, or bugging devices in their room. But the whole idea that you would open yourself up to that is pretty unbelievable. I'm not surprised. I hate to say that. I'm not surprised. It's based on the amount of travel these guys do. That doesn't justify it, but I think they sort of get into their own lifestyle sometime, and clearly this is unfortunately a great example of that.
So, I mean, these guys were drinking heavily, it sounds like. They brought the women back to the rooms, and they spent the night there, right?
Right, which apparently are the rules of the hotel.
Right.
And prostitution is legal in Colombia. Again, none of that really matters. But
if they're spending the night in the room and these guys are, you know, passed out or
exactly.
You know, sleeping, I mean, what else? If they could get up and rifle through anything, then they wouldn't even...
Or plant anything, or put malware or spyware on their computer.
Right.
Or figure out to put a device on their phone, which is not difficult to do, where you can listen to phone calls, you can figure out who they're dialing. I mean, and it also shows a pattern of... has this gone on in other places?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be willing to bet it has.
Yeah, I do too.
Which means that the vulnerability level could be extreme.
So, the Secret Service sex scandal, fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. So let's recap where we are so far in the hour. At number 10, the death of Dick Clark. Number 9, those photos of the soldiers with the dead Taliban. The violence in Syria is number 8, Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, number 7. North Korea is 6, Ted Nugent's comments number 5, Secret Service sex scandal number 4. So, numbers 3, 2, and 1 around the corner here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ooh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on pulled U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty, but they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint in the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This weekend, get a once-in-a-lifetime flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood clearance sale. Get first-quality hardwood, laminate, and bamboo for 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished bamboo, only 99 cents a square foot. Three-quarter-inch solid hardwood, an amazing $1.99 a square foot. On lots and closeouts from 19 cents a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. This Friday through Sunday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour of the countdown, from number 10 to number 1, and we proceed now to number 3 on the countdown, the budget battle and the Buffett, so-called Buffett rule. Here, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont talks to Ed Schultz about why he thinks the Buffett rule is important and maybe it's a good idea to pass it.
I think the average American understands that the middle class in our country today is collapsing. They see poverty increasing, but they also know that the wealthiest people are doing phenomenally well. A study just came out, and if you can believe it, this is really unbelievable. Between 2009 and 2010, 93% of all new income went to the top 1%. And 99% of the people shared 7%. You have the 400 wealthiest people in this country owning more wealth than the bottom half of America, 150 million Americans. And then on top of that, the effective tax rate for the very rich is the lowest that it has been in decades, where you have billionaires paying a lower effective tax rate than teachers and firefighters.
I kind of viewed the Buffett rule as a start, really, as a start.
Exactly.
You think we should have gone further?
Absolutely. Look, here is what worries me very much, Ed. If we don't turn this around, we are going to lose the democratic foundations that have made this country the nation that it is, and we are going to move very rapidly, which is where we're going right now, into an oligarchic form of society where a handful of people on the top control not only the economics of the nation, they control the politics as well.
Well, I think when you're looking at 72% of the American people want something and the Congress doesn't deliver, what does that tell you?
That tells you that our Republican friends are in the pocket of big money interests. And they understand, by the way, and this should also concern us, that with Citizens United Supreme Court decision, these billionaires are pumping huge amounts of money into the political process so that they can become even wealthier.
Senator, Republicans love to talk about the percentage of Americans who pay no federal income taxes. What they want to do is they want to take blood out of a rock is what they want to do. They want the working poor to ante up. What's your response to these folks that say, well, gosh, everybody's got to pay?
The response is, you're quite right. Median family income has gone down precipitously in the last 10 years. We've lost millions of good-paying jobs. You have the top 1% now earning more income than the bottom 50%. You have millions and millions of people today, Ed, who are struggling to pay their mortgage or rent, to buy food, to put gas in the car.
Yeah.
You know what? They are, by the way, they are paying federal taxes in terms of FICA taxes. But you're quite right. You can't get blood out of a stone when the middle class is shrinking.
On the other side, from Fox, Martha McCallum talks to Congressman Paul Ryan about the president's response to Ryan's budget proposal.
I want to read something to you that came out from the White House yesterday, which is a response, really, to your budget proposal. And here's what that letter to the House of Representatives, the Senate leader, says. Until the House of Representatives indicates that it will abide by last summer's agreement, the president will not be able to sign any appropriations bills. So that pretty much lays it out there. What's your reaction to that?
Look, what we're simply trying to do is get spending under control. The Budget Control Act has a ceiling on spending, and we propose to go about $19 billion below that ceiling. We're not going to have a government shutdown. We'll get ourselves to compromise at the reasonable levels of spending. But here's the deal, Martha. We can't keep spending all this money we don't have. We're borrowing 40 cents on the dollar. And what we're trying to show here in Washington is a little fiscal prudence and discipline. Unfortunately, the president is more interested in playing politics with that than anything else. I think that's really what this is.
Understood. But they're going to say that the deal that was made to raise the debt ceiling and it had those subsequent sequestration parts of that built in, that if they didn't meet that deal that everybody agreed on, then certain cuts would kick in naturally. They're saying that you, presenting the budget that you presented, is now, they're going to call that obstructionist because you weren't willing to go along with the deal that was struck before.
No, not only are we going along with the deal that was struck before, we're showing how we would replace the sequester from occurring by cutting spending elsewhere in a smart way, instead of just accrued across the board way, which will happen in January if we do nothing. We have the problem is the president's not showing what he would do to prevent this across the board cut from happening. The Senate announced again yesterday they're not going to do a budget again for the third year in a row. Yeah. So we're showing leadership on how we will specifically prioritize spending in order to meet this deal, in order to conform to the Budget Control Act and do it in a smart way instead of this crude across the board way, or just ignoring it, which is what we think the White House is doing. They're not preparing for the sequester. They're pretending it doesn't exist. It does exist. It will happen. And we think we should be honest with people about that and show how we will prioritize spending cuts instead of letting the sequester cut across the board. That's exactly what our budget does, and that's what we're doing right now.
That brings us to number two, oil speculators. And we'll talk about it next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. But there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Leo G. Ruffing, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
When I started to leave Chuncheon, I got on the train, and this great big corporal got on the train, and he looked around, and there were plenty of empty seats. I don't know why he chose to come and sit down beside me. And he put out his hand. He said, "I'm Pete," you know, he's a big, boisterous guy. And then we both went to Indian Town Gap. And I got discharged on 13th of December. And I thought, I'll never see him again, you know. A couple weeks later, my brother Jim and my youngest sister, who had just graduated in high school, we were walking down the street in Pittsburgh, and we run across Pete. And we chatted for a while, and we invited him home for supper, and he never left. 18 months later, he and my sister married. So some good stuff came out of Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
We're up to number 2 on the countdown this week, the president's oil industry regulations or proposals. Here's Talko's Manny Munoz talking to energy analyst Phil Flynn. Put those together in a sentence fast. Manny Munoz with Phil Flynn on oil speculation.
How much does oil speculation really drive the markets and, more importantly, the price of gas?
You know, I think oil speculation assures that when you pull up at the gas tank that there's gasoline in that tank. Because without the oil speculators, it's very possible that when you pulled up to that tank, it wouldn't be there. And that's especially true in a world today where the risk to oil supply is higher than it's ever been. You've got insurance companies that don't want to insure tankers going through the Straits of Hormuz or coming out of Iran. You've got countries across Europe hoarding supply. And it, without the speculators to assume that risk, you wouldn't see the oil as easily available as it is today.
Now, I don't proclaim to be an expert in this area or anything like that. From the little bit of research I was able to do and glean from this, one, as you mentioned, speculators play an important role in the price of gas and getting it here. Two, isn't any kind of investing really speculating? I mean, it's legal, and it almost sounds like the president wants to make this legal activity much more difficult. Is this just more regulation, what he's proposing?
It is. It's more regulation and dangerous regulation. And, in fact, I think that if the president is allowed to try to manipulate prices by using regulation, he's going to be guilty of what he's trying to accuse the oil traders of doing. You know, really, what this comes down to is if the government isn't happy with the price of oil, they can use their political muscle to try to drive people out of the marketplace, and that can have some very serious unintended consequences for the American consumer.
One thing that he did say that to me makes perfect sense, apparently right now, as the rules stand in these in the oil markets, you can buy 1 million barrels of oil this morning and sell 1 million, that same 1 million barrels of oil this afternoon for a profit or a loss, what have you, but you don't actually need to have the money. You don't need to have that purchase backed up in any way financially. He wants to make that a little bit different. Is that the way it works, and shouldn't you have that backing before you can make that purchase and that trade?
No, he's wrong about that. You do have to put a margin requirement or a good faith payment to make sure that you do have enough money to back that up. In fact, every time you buy 1,000 barrels of oil, currently the margin requirement to carry that position for more than 24 hours is about $8,000. You know, it's roughly about, currently about 6.7 to 8% of the total contract value. But that's the way futures contracts always work, because the speculators are assuming the risk. Some sometimes they assume that risk for a day. Sometimes they assume that risk for an hour. Sometimes, you know, for more than that. And that's a very, very critical aspect of this particular marketplace, because if you try to force these guys out of the market and say, hey, you know, we're going to make you put up the full contract value of the oil, they're going to find different markets to go to. And that means, of course, we're going to see less transparency of the market. And, you know, we won't really know what a fair price for oil is.
Talk host Richard Dixon with Sherilyn Harley Lebon from the National Center for Public Policy Research about President Obama wanting to regulate oil speculation.
You've got to be so excited about the president's announcement that he wants to regulate oil speculation.
Can you believe this? You know, this is, you know, Richard, okay, here's the deal here. You know, you start manufacturing problems and you can't run on your record.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about all the manufactured things that we've got going on. First of all, the war on women with the HHS contraception debate.
Yeah.
And then we're manufacturing a major race war with Trayvon Martin. Then we're manufacturing, you know, anything else that's going, you know, oil speculators. Because guess what? You can't run on his record. The bottom line here is we have more people on food stamps than ever. We have rising, you know, escalating gas prices because these people have not come up with a plan. And finally, we have an escalating debt because he decided to take a pass during the debt debate. He decided to take a pass, decided to sit out. He said, this is Congress's problem. When that was really his time to be an LBJ, that means exercise leadership and to be a president, you know, that we're all going to write about in history books. Instead, we'll write about him in history books because he is going to be worse than Jimmy Carter could ever be.
That's pretty amazing. He must have set his sights on that. I mean, you have to work to be worse than Jimmy Carter, and so far...
It's tough.
He seems to be fitting the bill nicely. Yeah, this oil speculation thing, the fact that he wants to get on oil commodities traders, and you realize that the oil commodities market is a worldwide market. He can't control all of it.
He can't control that. But here's part of the problem. If he would try to have a consistent Middle East policy, all right, and come down hard on Iran and Syria instead of pretending that they are our friends, when the reality is, Richard, our only real ally in that region is Israel. And he has so much dissed them the past 3 years he's been president, it's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reality here, that we have an inconsistent Middle East policy at best, and we're pretending that these people are our friends and our allies. They are never going to be, Richard. They are never going to be our friends. Not going to happen.
Here's host Bill LeMay talking to energy analyst David Kreitzler, who doesn't believe that oil speculators are manipulating the market.
Are people manipulating the market?
Well, they don't seem to be. Even the person in charge of the agency that's getting this new funding to look for the manipulation was asked, you know, is there any evidence of it? And he couldn't come up with any. And I think the real problem is we have a president whose energy policies have been so anti-affordable gasoline. You know, from the first couple of weeks he was in office, he canceled 77 oil and gas leases in Utah, tried to get cap and trade in place, canceled the XL pipeline. Virtually every step along the way, he's been fighting more petroleum. And everybody in the world understands enough economics to know that if you have more of something, it's going to keep the price down.
Well, you would think so. In fact, I believe he's going to veto this transportation bill because, once again, and as a rider on it to build the Keystone Pipeline, I understand and hope I'm not getting off track here, that Canada said, you know what, to heck with the United States. We were giving you a cut-rate deal on this oil. We're not going to do that anymore. Is that true?
Well, look, Canada is sort of locked in at the moment, and where they're primarily their only customer. And so there hasn't been enough capacity to bring that oil to the market, so they have been getting a lower-than-world price. Unfortunately, that doesn't help the American gasoline consumer because the profits, in essence, go to the people that are transporting it. So they're saying, look, okay, we can't wait. We're going to build a pipeline to the Pacific, sell it to China, which they probably were going to do eventually anyway. The real problem is we're locking in 750,000 barrels a day of petroleum. Now, we wouldn't have it today, but they'd be laying that pipeline now. We'd be having the pipeline in place probably within a year and a half if they'd started when they should have. And so, you know, that's the problem. Everybody says, well, it won't help today. Well, they've been saying that for a decade or 20 years.
Number one is the political reality of the Republican nomination process and the Democratic contender. That's up next on the Countdown.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So number one on the countdown this week, as it has been for quite a while, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Blake Butler talking about the latest polls, which show Mitt Romney a bit ahead of President Obama. Well, some people say it's neck and neck. Depends on the poll that you're reading, actually.
Mitt Romney has pulled within 2 percentage points of President Obama. This is what I've been waiting for. Because now we can finally figure out who the real Mitt Romney is. How he feels about everyday issues. Sure, he's a flip-flopper, and he's worth $250 million. But let's see, as he makes his way around the country, if he can relate to the hardships of the average American worker. And even though Mitt was begging for Ted Nugent's endorsement, now that he has it, he has a bad case of cat scratch fever. Let's look at the latest quote from Mitt. This is what he said this morning on a radio show. You would think he would be talking about maybe unemployment, maybe immigration, maybe bringing American companies back to America to create jobs. But no, this is what Mitt was talking about this morning, because we know he has no ideas. So this is what he spent time on talking about. He said, I must admit, I scratch my head at the capacity of the president to take 4 hours off on such a regular basis to go golfing. I would think you could suck it up for 4 years, particularly when the American people are out of work. Well, let's just take that sentence by sentence. Number one, Mitt Romney fired a lot of people in his life, so some of those people are out of work because of Mitt Romney. Number two, if Mitt Romney is really serious about putting the American people back to work, why doesn't he talk about it? No Republican that works out here at Radio Ranch, no conservative, can answer the question, what is Mitt Romney going to do for our country?
I mean, folks, let's be fair. He's been running for president for 5.5 years now, and he doesn't have any ideas? Nothing? There's nothing to talk about on a radio show except President Obama going golfing? Do we really think that President Obama's golf trips have affected our nation in the last 3 years? Absolutely not.
Here's radio man Chris Conley talking about the rumors that Mitt Romney is considering Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate.
Chatter is growing about Congressman Paul Ryan as a running mate for Mitt Romney. I am convinced that Ryan would say yes if he was asked, but I'm not so sure he'd be a good choice. A lot of people disagree with me. Talk show host Jerry Bader says not having Ryan on the ticket is like doing Hamlet without Hamlet. So much of the presidential debate will hinge on budget plans that Ryan has put forth. Fueling all of this speculation is the one-on-one time that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan spent together leading up to the Wisconsin primary. Most endorsements are just a one-time appearance, but Ryan and Romney spent a lot of time behind closed doors, and they campaigned together for an entire weekend. Would Ryan deliver Wisconsin? Maybe. Our state is more purple than red or blue. Certainly Wisconsin conservatives would be fired up. My concern is that Ryan could cost Florida. It's hard to imagine a Romney presidency without Florida being in his column, and Ryan is about as unfriendly a choice for Floridians as possible. Remember that PAC commercial that showed a Ryan lookalike pushing Grandma's wheelchair over a cliff? Now, of course, that's hyperbole, but the commercial was effective and memorable. Romney and Ryan would spend a lot of time defending Ryan's budget plans, saying they wouldn't eviscerate Social Security and Medicare. Now, in fact, the Ryan budget wouldn't change anything for people 55 or older. But that would have to be repeated over and over again as mantra, even as some of the Pembroke Pines seniors would still buy into the attack that turns out to be false. Ryan is a thinking man's policy wonk. He's been leading from the front lines in the budget and spending debate, and that's commendable. But it would force Romney to play defense. It might keep the candidate from talking about other things that he'd like to highlight on the campaign trail. There are a couple of other names being floated that I don't particularly like. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, has been so forceful in saying he doesn't want to be vice president that I believe him. He'd be a stronger national candidate down the road. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, might not be able to deliver his home state or anything else in the Northeast, and he may also have some unsavory ties to gambling interests in Atlantic City. If I was a Romney advisor, I'd be taking a close look at Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina. Her conservative credentials are uncompromising. She's been a pit bull when attacked by the media. Conservatives would love her, and unlike Sarah Palin, I think she's more ready for prime time at the start of this process instead of being a work in progress.
Okay, so politics, number one on talk radio, issue oriented news talk radio this week. Let's get to number 10 or go back from 10 to number 1 again, recapping for the final time in the hour. The death of Dick Clark is at 10. The dead Taliban photos of the soldiers is 9. Violence in Syria is 8. Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case is 7. North Korea and the missiles is 6. Ted Nugent's remarks about the Obama administration, number 5. Secret Service sex scandal is 4. The Buffett rule and the budget, number 3. The president's oil industry ideas, number 2. And who's running for president, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.